the street, I was hungry for a plate of greens. I made my way down the banquet where I could see an open door. And overhead a sign made of painted pine read the Dixie Drugstore. Peppers and roots were hanging from the rafters above. There were oils and sprays all on display for money, luck, and for love. I reached down to pick one up when a dark hand grabbed my arm. And before I could see just who it was, she said, "You don't want that charm." The last man to walk that thing out of here, he just up and disappeared. Found his wallet and his wingtip shoes near a tombstone down in Algiers. What you need, my traveling friend, is a place to wash your jeans. And I wouldn't be the least surprised if you were hungry for a plate of greens. She beckoned me on up the step, but she done made up her mind. Said, "Take off your hat and kick off your boots and leave your bride behind." In the bayou of her blankets, she offered to share her bourbon. I thanked her, then I drank it. Through a small crack in the ceiling burst a Louisiana moon. It shone down on our bodies and we began to croon. Like a couple of so we were howling through the night. And I swear they were beating those conga drums out. We laughed until the morning. By then my pants had dried. I picked up my hat and pulled on the boots and I gathered up my pride. I figured she had done stepped out. I didn't see her anywhere. And I set out to find her. I headed on downstairs. Got down to the bottom, I couldn't believe my eyes. Gone were all the bottles and the remedy supplies. I shouted out for Mary, I darted out the door. An old man on the wooden porch said, "What you in there for? Son, you got no business with hoodoo stores been closed. Long as I remember, a century I suppose. But mister, I just spent the night with a young girl named LeBoo. He said the widow Paris Dunn had a little life on you. I said, you mean to tell me that was the voodooing?" He nodded yes, none of it.